The top five at five.
The president's highly controversial disinformation board is derailed and its director has resigned. A new financial secrecy index finds U.S.'s tops when it comes to providing financial secrecy to people like dictators, oligarchs, and wealthy tax dodgers. Elon Musk responds on Twitter to a secret recording of an executive at the social media platform poking fun at his Asperger's diagnosis. The alleged Buffalo shooter made his massacre plans public on Discord before the killings of 10 people, but nobody in the chat called cops. President Biden's enacted the Defense Production Act in order to ramp up production of out-of-stock baby formula. President Joe Biden's disinformation board is in limbo. The Department of Homeland Security's highly criticized disinformation governance board is being reevaluated by an advisory council. Also, Nina Jankowicz, tapped as director, has resigned. She was under fire for previous comments about things like pushing Russiagate lies and suppressing the posts that Hunter Biden laptop had been reporting by the New York Post. It came under fire for the possibility of limiting free speech. Here's a new White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It's going to pause. There's been a mischaracterization from outside forces. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to pause it and we're going to do an assessment. But the work doesn't stop. We're still going to continue the work. The DHS is still going to continue the work.
In a joint statement, Representative John Cato of New York, a ranking member of the House Committee on Homeland Security, and Representative Mike Turner of Ohio, the ranking member of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, told Fox News Digital, the suspension of the DHS Disinformation Governance Board is by far the best decision that's been made when it comes to this Orwellian entity. From its initially botched rollout, the Ministry of Truth lacked a defined mission or even direction. It was clear, they said, that it was a political tool to be wielded by the party in control. The U.S. has been ranked first and worst in a global ranking for countries which provide financial secrecy to people like dictators, oligarchs, organized criminals, and wealthy tax dodgers. The Financial Secrecy Index 2022, released yesterday, it calculates each country's score by combining how intensely the country's financial and legal system allows individuals to hide and launder money. Carla Mera is Director General of the Financial and Economic Analysis Unit in Ecuador, and she spoke to the Tax Justice Network about the U.S. high ranking on that list.
One of the most harmful factors behind the U.S. position is actually refusal to reciprocally exchange information with other countries' tax authorities.
The U.S. secrecy ranking stands at 67 out of 100, with 100 being total secrecy. And it provides some 25% of the world's financial services. It is found to be the world's number one financial secrecy provider by the Tax Justice Network, the charity which produces the Financial Secrecy Index. Well, Elon Musk called out a Twitter executive who was caught mocking the billionaire's Asperger's in a newly released video from Project Veritas. Alex Martinez, identified by Project Veritas as Twitter's lead client partner, was recorded at a bar calling Musk special needs, saying he's Looney Tunes and decrying Musk's efforts for free speech on Twitter.
He has Asperger's.
Yeah, I know that.
So he's special. You're special needs. You're literally special needs. So I can't even take what you're saying seriously.
Musk tweeted, Twitter exec trashing free speech and mocking people with Asperger's. The billionaire pinned that tweet to his Twitter page. Musk also separately tweeted a frowned emoji in response to the video. Project Veritas is an American far-right activist group founded by James O'Keefe in 2010. Well, a half hour before a suspected Buffalo shooter, Peyton Gendron invited a small group of people to join a chat room online. That according to law enforcement. Nobody in the chat, however, alerted law enforcement to his posts. The posts included pictures of Gendron often posing with his gear and the weapon that officials say he allegedly used to carry out the shooting. He also shared hand-drawn maps of the Tops grocery store where he allegedly killed 10 people Saturday and injured 3 others. Buffalo resident Brady Lewis said he spoke to Gendron a day before the incident.
He looked strange in the neighborhood, but he had a genius shirt on. So I wanted to see if he was a genius. And we sat and talked about string theory, critical race theory, beginning of civilization. And he seemed like he was a genius, actually.
In a statement, a spokesperson for Discord said that hate has no place on Discord. Meanwhile, Gendron remains held without bail, charges first-degree murder. President Joe Biden on Wednesday invoked the Defense Production Act to speed production of infant formula and authorized flights to import supplies from overseas. That as he faces mounting political pressure over a domestic shortage caused by the safety-related closure of the country's largest formula manufacturing plant. The Defense Production Act order requires suppliers of formula manufacturers to fulfill orders from those companies before other customers in an effort to eliminate production bottlenecks. Biden is also authorizing the Defense Department to use commercial aircraft to fly formula supplies that meet federal standards from overseas to the United States in what the White House is calling Operation Fly Formula.
I've directed my team to do everything possible to ensure there's enough safe baby formula and that it's quickly reaching families that need it the most. This is one of my top priorities. And I'll continue to keep you updated on our progress.
Supplies of baby formula all across the country have been severely curtailed in recent weeks after a February recall by Abbott Nutrition.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.